Last year in Minnesota, a nurse was sentenced to federal prison for watering down vaccine given while she conducted a phony flu clinic on campus. The $20 shot did not make people sick, but it was too weak to ward off the flu. Partly because of that incident, Minnesota has started a Mark of Excellence program. Chris Ayersman heads the vaccination program at Minnesota's Department of Health. She says clinics that pass a voluntary state inspection can assure customers they have the state's seal of approval.
I think we are the first state. We hope to be able to share what we've learned this year with other states.
There's a growing trend toward getting flu shots in grocery stores, community centers, and other places outside a doctor's office. Diane Lanaville directs the Verona Senior Center. She says convenient vaccination is an issue for people of all ages.
I don't want to take time out of my day to make a doctor's appointment and sit in the clinic, but you know, I'm going to get groceries anyway, so while I'm getting milk, I'll get a flu shot. And I think that also speaks to the comfort level people have with the flu shot.
To ensure the safety of flu shots in non-traditional settings, many places, like the Verona Senior Center, choose to contract with a visiting nurse service whose staff are licensed by the state. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.